Hancock and Kelly with you all the way till 10 o'clock. John, you know, Washington University and St. Louis University get a lot of attention in St. Louis, but one thing that's common with them is they're both expensive. There are some more affordable and quality alternatives in the St. Louis area.
Yeah, and you know, you think about this region and the higher education opportunities that exist. You think about UMSL. And one of the jewels of St. Louis is Missouri Baptist University. And joining us right now to talk about that university is its president, Keith Ross. Keith, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, good to be with you guys. So, thank you for having me this morning.
We're delighted to have you. Interesting history of Missouri Baptist University. Tell us how it got started and where it's headed now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you for asking. Most people, many of your listeners probably don't know that, but last year we celebrated our 60th anniversary. So 1964 when the school was actually founded. We began at humble beginnings. Our first classes met at Tower Grove Baptist Church. We had a handful of people that met there, and we started offering classes, and we have grown over these 60 years to almost 3,000 students today. So we've been really blessed and excited about the growth over these 60 years. So that's where we're at now, and we've got a lot of things on the horizon, particularly in the healthcare area that we are focusing on. And you guys mentioned this idea about affordability. That's something that's always on our radar screen too.
Yeah, and you know, it's so hard these days, families, kids going off to college, and I think increasingly folks are sticking closer to home for that affordability. Your student, 3,000 students, and you've got a pretty diverse mix of students too, all ages even.
Yeah, we do. And I think that's one of the things that we have been able to do proactively over the years. On our West County main campus, we have about 1,200 students. So that would be sort of our traditional, student body on the campus here. And about 400 of those live here on campus. But then we also have a vibrant online program. And our MBU Online is designed for mostly for working adults. So they might have some college credit, but they never finished their degree. And we have about 400 individuals that are involved in those programs. And then we have almost 800 students in graduate programs. And that ranges from an MBA to a Master of Science in Nursing, a Master's in Social Work. So we are meeting the needs of the community in many, many ways.
And we all know that St. Louis is a region of excellence when it comes to healthcare, and you're helping fill that gap of necessary nursing. Tell us a little bit about your nursing program.
Yeah, well, that's really, I think, an important point, because as you know, there is a shortage of healthcare workers, and particularly that's for a lot of reasons. Some of them have to do with the pandemic and those moving out of that field. Others are retiring, and then also just the aging demographic. So we want to make sure that the St. Louis region has the trained healthcare workers that they're going to need in the future. And so what we have a traditional nursing program here for those who want to get their BSN. We have a very vibrant school of nursing. But then we also have a program for those who may be an RN right now and they did not get their bachelor's degree. And so we offer an online alternative for them to be able to go from RN to BSN. And then most recently, we have begun offering an accelerated Bachelor of Science in Nursing program. And this is designed for those who already have a bachelor's degree in some other field. And if they come to Missouri Baptist University in 1 year's time, they can become a BSN, get their BSN, become a nurse. And so that has grown as well. And then, of course, we have a Master's of Science in Nursing, which is offered online, and there's an emphasis for nurse practitioners, and that's an important segment too, because often rural communities don't have access to the proper health care that they need. So nurse practitioners can do a little bit more. They can prescribe antibiotics and those kind of things. So we see this as a good niche for us. It complements the mission of the university, and so tremendous growth in those areas.
Keith Ross is our guest. He's the president of Missouri Baptist University. If you folks haven't seen the campus lately, it is growing and vibrant, Keith.
Yes, it is. I would invite your listeners to come out. We're nestled on 68 acres out off of Highway 40 in West St. Louis County, and it is one of the most beautiful campuses in the Midwest. And I really do mean that. We have a great, great community. It's warm, it's welcome, it's winsome, and we would love to have you come out. And matter of fact, we are in a building project right now. So we're building a new academic building that will house our School of Nursing on campus. And so that's going well. And I am looking out my window right now and watching them put the steel up today. So this is exciting.
That is Missouri Baptist University. Thanks so much for your time this morning. And Chris and Amy are next right here on KMOX.